The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on Campus Radio, Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 29th of August. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews.
And me, Bird.
Yes, nailed it. That's about time we got that right.
Loving that. Yeah. Loving it. How
good
are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. What do you know? Come on, you can go into it deep now.
Well, I just told you once on the pre-show show.
It was
I can't remember what I said now.
I quite liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, this is what I said to Bird on the pre-show show, if you didn't watch it. I said that a lot of people think that success breeds happiness. And in fact, it doesn't. It's the other way around. Happiness breeds success. But the way you get happy is counterintuitive. Basically, you have to work hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that sense of achievement is what makes you feel happy. And when you feel happy, you succeed.
The verb of working.
Yeah. Exactly. And so many people don't get that. And they also overthink what it is they're going to work at as well. And it doesn't actually matter. You can do anything.
What I want to know is where's all this come from?
I just know, don't I? I'm the font of all wisdom. You should know that.
I know. I do. Thank you. But I didn't know why you... there must have been some trigger that's made you think that. What's gone on?
No, I just, you know...
Have you read anything?
No, not recently. No, I've been a bit busy just recently. But don't start. And... you know what it's like.
Yeah, I
do lots of mentoring with people, and I work with loads of people that are starting businesses or trying to grow their business and stuff like that. And, you know, you talk to people and you hear things and also you talk to your kids and stuff like that and try to advise them on where to go. You know what it's
is
like.
Is it a chicken and an egg, though? Which one comes first?
I think you just got to be happy. And I think people mistake what happiness is.
But what is it? It's not tangible, is it?
It's a frame of mind.
Mm.
It's a frame of mind. It's an attitude of, do you know what? Whatever life throws at me, I'm going to ignore. I did see something funny. You know, years ago, I used to be a Dale Carnegie instructor, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And one of their big sayings is, if life throws you a lemon, make a lemonade. And I saw a post the other day that did make me smile. Somebody said, do you know what? In my life, people have made me angry. They've pissed me off. They've upset me. They've done all kinds of things, but nobody's ever thrown a lemon at me.
How funny. Well, look, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've been reading the most amazing couple of books recently.
Really?
And yeah. And I just think you can get so much just from that, putting that into yourself.
Yeah, what have you been reading?
Oh, I've been reading William Paul Young, The Shack. Very interesting book. Have you heard about it?
No.
Oh, it's years old, but I saw him on Oprah and I got a couple of his books. And it's very theological. It's very based in, not religion, but in faith. Absolutely.
Spiritual.
Well, not even that, but it actually in faith itself. And I think people get a bit scared about, oh, what is faith? But it's faith in that person, faith in yourself, faith in the relationship. And I just love it. And and it's just beautifully written. I mean beautifully written.
Okay.
Yeah. So nice. That's it. I just love it.
Nice one.
So I read it on the way home yesterday. Literally. 3-4 chapters done.
Did you?
Yeah, and you can put that face away.
No. I'll just...
If only you could see him now.
I know. I'm just grinning. No, because I know where you were at the weekend. So, you know, reading it on your way home wasn't on one stop on the bus, was it?
No.
Because you've been away. So that's fine. We'll say no more about that.
Thank
that's
you.
Fine. That's
I am, right. You know, there you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, friend.
That's all right. No,
good.
That's all right. No,
how was your birthday party?
It was brilliant, thank you.
Sorry, I missed you.
You didn't turn up.
Yes.
But we had the weather was...
Thing. Look, well, here's well, the thing.
Yeah.
You know, the championships were calling.
Yeah.
I went to Oldby. Yeah. And the World Championship cycling. It's amazing.
Yeah. Was it good
always
fun?
Beautiful.
It was hot though, wasn't it?
35 degrees. Can you imagine being out riding in the hills in 35 degrees?
It was bad enough in my garden. And we were in the pool as well, so.
Yeah. Linda Garcia said to me, she said he didn't tell me he had a pool.
She refused to turn up in her bikini.
Did she?
I put it on the invite as well.
How funny.
Yeah.
How funny. So what we got going on today?
We got lots going on today. I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor. We got two sponsors for today. We got the lovely folks at CourierBid, who are at this very moment putting together a website and an app for getting your ability to book deliveries in the most cost-effective way. So if you want something delivered, you go onto the app and you find a cost-effective deliverer. Normally, someone that's already driven down here and is going back to wherever it is you need to go back to and would normally have driven back with an empty van or lorry. So it's a really clever app, and they're actually also crowdfunding at the moment through Leo Crowd. So do check that out. You can follow them on the Twitter. It's CourierBid LTD is their Twitter handle. And we're also sponsored by Creative Motion, Mr. Justin Dean and his company, who are video producers.
Mm, we sent them a video, didn't we? Do you remember that one?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So, and they've got some really good stuff going on. And apparently Justin sent me a big email about something, but I haven't been able to find it yet, but I'll see if I can find it later. So big thank you to CourierBid and Creative Motion for sponsoring today's show. Of course, we want to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England and further afield. We've got listeners right at this moment in Turkey, on the east coast of the US, in France, and a few other places too. But we want to hear from you, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01-233-22-0035. What?
I wanted to do the number with you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We'll do it now, bud.
01-233-22-0035.
Whey!
I like
that's Ashford.
Numbers. I know.
01-233-22-0035. I might even answer the phone. Last week, five people called and I didn't. Somebody turned the ringer off and I couldn't hear the phone ringing. So you can call us, but you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb using the hashtag #BeBunker. And we have had, and I have counted, 1,933,843,007,000 tweets. No, we have. I didn't make that up.
They're all very quiet in the studio. It's like, everybody's going to be thinking,
about?
Nobody's in the studio with them two today. It's just the two of us.
It nearly was. Because the traffic's been really bad around here this morning, hasn't it? And everybody was a little bit delayed, although they all made it here eventually. But there was a point at one point where we were going to do the pre-show show with just me and you.
Look, on the conversation, I've done my pre-show show with no guest. Go figure. You know
interviewed
what?
Yourself.
Just,
so, Bird, how are you feeling? Really well, thank you.
It was Ash Lawrence, bless him. He got taken the wrong place. And I had to do 15 minutes of the show by myself and the pre-show show. Here, we've got, can I just say, we've got some great guests coming up on the conversation. So that's my show tomorrow.
Which is on a Wednesday.
1 till 2.
Yep.
But we've got Helen Wolby on tomorrow.
Have you?
I know. She's an amazing guest. One of the head of the FSB. And then we've got my birthday show. Not my birthday, but it's my year show with Ali Harold. So I started.
What, your anniversary show?
Yeah.
Is it a year, really?
A year.
Is it? That's gone quickly.
Do you know what the exciting thing is? Is Ali sent me through two songs that are hers as well.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm so excited. So the next couple of weeks, you know, you need to go and listen to the conversation on channelradio.co.uk.
1 o'clock on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Join Sarah Ann Lucas, otherwise known as Bird.
Hello.
On a conversation.
Yeah.
And why not? It's a brilliant show.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice one.
Good.
So that's your advert over.
I just thought
I'm
going to
read a tweet. I've got a tweet. I got a tweet from Carson Kent. It says, "Hi, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker. Can we have a shout out, please? If you want to buy or sell your car locally, you can do it on Carson Kent. And it's only £9.99 to list your car until it's sold." That's not bad, is it?
No. Well, the community show also want a shout out.
Oh, go on then.
Yeah, they've got Camilla Slattery.
Oh, from Peppenbury.
Yes, yeah. So she's on this week's show. It says, "Hi, Paul and team. A shout out, please, for our guest on Thursday's show." So that's Camilla Slattery. Now, their show is on Thursdays, 10 till 11, channelradio.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. I had a tweet from the Ashford Volunteer Centre.
What do they want?
They said, "Hello, can we have a tweet from the Ashford Volunteer Centre?" I think they probably need some volunteers as well. You can follow them on the Twitter. Ashford VC is their Twitter handle.
Wow.
Have a look.
Okay.
Good.
So we've got a hi, Paul. Big shout out for Janice Watton. 3 years today.
Really?
Yeah. Is that good?
It's the tall one, Janice. Do you know Janice?
No.
Oh, Janice. She's lovely, Janice. She's at least 6'7".
Well, she's clocked up almost 400 client visits in Kent.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice one, Janice.
Yeah. So you need to check her out at NAG Recruitment, NAG Recruitment.
Yeah.
I love that. Can we say NAG or not?
NAG. I always call them NAG.
Oh, that's excellent.
But it is officially it's NAG, but I always call them NAG.
Surely they knew it was going to be NAG Recruitment.
Yeah. No, they're great. They're lovely folks at NAG, NAG Recruitment, based over there at Discovery Park in Sandwich these days, covering the whole of Kent, one of the most established recruitment companies in the county, and a very classy outfit.
Mm.
And the tall one, the lovely Janice, I've known for a long time as well. Cool. I've got some emails here that I want to start reading out. Join us for the next entertaining evening of storytelling. This is brilliant, this. I've been to all of them.
I know.
Yeah. Each session will bring storytellers ready and willing to pass on their lessons learnt, the ups and downs of business, and give a taster of life in their shoes. It's not a time for pitching products. It's a time to hear about the personal experiences of fellow businessmen and women. The stories can be amusing, challenging, inspirational, or perhaps a little sad, but they'd definitely be worth hearing. And the next one, they're called the Business Diaries, and the next one is taking place on the 14th of September. It's 6:45 in the evening until 9 o'clock. It's at the Innovation Centre in Chatham, and it's absolutely brilliant. I've been to all three of them that have been held so far, and the range of stories have been fabulous. They're really good. Mm. It's a really fun evening. It's a different way to network.
How do you does Lisa ask you to speak, or can you just say, Lisa, I've got a great story? How do people get hold of Lisa?
Lisa Settle, who's the lady that runs it, has so far been asking people to speak. And I know that at the next one, I think some of the speakers I know are Audrey Chapman, Phil Wilson. I can't remember who else at the moment. There's normally four or five speakers at each event. Ali's spoken at them before. Ali Harold has spoken at them. I've spoken at them. Amanda Flanders has spoken.
Flanders.
I know my own girlfriend's name. Thank you very much.
Well, we've always got it wrong.
I know, but it's deliberate.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to find out about the Business Diaries, if you go to eventbrite.co.uk/thebusinessdiaries, and you can book your space there. It's really good fun.
There's a big breakfast with Damien Green, First Secretary of State and Minister for the Cabinet. Don't miss the opportunity to come and hear from guest speaker Damien Green, now First Secretary of State and Minister for the Cabinet Office. Damien will also be taking questions. Here you go. A full English breakfast will also be provided, all within the stunning surroundings of Eastwell Manor. Lovely. That's kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
Fantastic. Coming up in October is the Construction Expo Southeast.
You love that construction. You love this expo.
It is good, actually.
Yeah, you always said.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's always a good event. I was there last year. It was absolutely brilliant.
You're not hosting it, are you?
No, not this one. No, because
you're not emceeing it.
No, because it's not a conference or seminar. Wow. It is literally a huge exhibition, and it's taking place at the Kent Event Centre, which is at the agriculture ground at the top of Detlin Hill. And it's happening on Thursday, the 5th of October, from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. It's a fabulous event, and there are literally thousands and thousands of people there working in the construction and allied industries. So do find out more about it. If you want to find out more about it, or if you want to book your free ticket, or if you want to book an exhibition space, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the Business Events tab, you can find all the details there to click through and book.
Be part of a unique photo project in Kent. 100 people so far are taking part in a year in the life of Faversham 2018, recording life in the town during 365 days. So want to be part of this legacy for the future. Huxley 10 years on. So Huxley was featured in the 2007 book of Project 365 as a baby. Photographed by his dad on the 27th of July 2007, his mum Kathy took a picture of him exactly 10 years later on the 27th of July 2017 with his little brother Thomas, born in 2016. So it's a really a special thing. Enter from here, it says, and tell your stories too. So that's kentcreativearts.co.uk/project-365.
Fantastic. That's Natalie Benaig, isn't it, doing that?
I don't know. Yeah, it's Kent Creatives, yes.
Yeah, it's Natalie. Yeah. Right, I want to tell you about this. This is a long email, I'm afraid, but I need to tell you about it. It's the Gorillas and Gowns charity fashion show, and I am emceeing this, which is lovely. It's taking place at the Port Lim Hotel, which is at the Port Lim Animal Sanctuary, and it's a gorgeous hotel there, and it's taking place on Friday the 29th of September at 6:30 in the evening. All the proceeds are going to the Aspinall Foundation for their work with gorillas in the Congo. And it's a fashion show with some really top stuff. So do come along to it. As I say, all the proceeds are going to the Aspinall Foundation. It's hosted by Amanda Flanders of Butterflies and Dreams Events. I'm the MC. And it's in collaboration with Jane Mucklow, who's a photographer, and fashion designers Caroline Bruce and Josh Barfield Birch Jones. And Josh is just 12 years old, and he's going to be showing his latest capsule collection, which is, I've seen it, it's absolutely unbelievable. 12-year-old lad has designed all of these. And what it is, it's a collection of business, women's business wear that can also be used as evening wear.
I think I'm modelling.
Are you one of the models?
I think so.
Are you?
Why the long face?
No. I was just looking.
It wasn't me then, was it?
I saw it.
It wasn't me. It was like.
I was just sizing you up. I've seen the collection. I know what size it is. You're fine. You're an 8, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you are. You're an 8. I can see you're an 8. I know I need an 8. That's why I was looking like that. I was just checking you out. That was all. Anyway, do come along. It's fantastic. It's £45 for a ticket, but the ticket, all the money goes to the Aspinall Foundation. It's going to be a fabulous night. We're going to start off in the main house in the main designer room, which is absolutely gorgeous. There's a champagne reception and canapes to start with. Then we've got the full-blown fashion show in the Aspinall suite. There's a humongous amount of auction things, auction prizes to be got. Amazing stuff. There's an evening dress donated by New York fashion designer Fuad Sarkis. There's a picture that's been donated by renowned artist Nick Vesey, the X-ray man. There's some designer chairs from Cheeky Chairs. There's a VIP pass to West Ham United football game with access all day to the director's box at any game that you want to choose. There's a bespoke stay in the Port Lim Hotel with dinner and a private dusk safari. There's a stay in the treehouse accommodation. Hey, me Tarzan. With a dusk safari and champagne breakfast. There's a bespoke AAA safari for 10 in which you can feed the animals.
It's amazing.
You can feed the rhinos, you can feed the giraffes and stuff. And there's loads and loads and loads of extra things. Come along. It's on the 29th of September at the Port Lim Hotel at 6:30. If you want to book your ticket, butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/gorillas and gowns. There are 2 VIP tables left. So you can book a table for between 6 and 10 people, but there are only 2 left because most of them are gone. But do check that out and come along. We'd love to see you there.
Also, do you know what? I'm loving this now. People start to put shout outs already. So we've got Sally Laker. It's Tuesday, and that can only mean one thing, and that's Bee Bunker. So they want a shout out today. Show, there you go, Sally. That's for Creative Motion.
That's Sally for cakes.
Yes.
Sally's a baker. She's the most brilliant baker.
Lovely.
I had a big birthday a couple of years ago, and she made the most amazing cake for me.
I'm not a cake lover.
Well, I don't normally eat a lot of cake, but I'll tell you what, I had to eat that because it was just so good.
I make brownies with avocados now.
You make brownies with avocados?
I know, that's... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm serious. I'll bring them in. You will go, oh, good God, bird.
Really?
Yeah,
is it good?
Amazing.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you bring me one.
I will.
Well, haven't I had one before?
I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, they're just stunning.
Can I have bacon with it?
I'm sorry, everybody.
I always have bacon with avocado. What's the matter with you?
Not brownies, though.
Oh, okay. That's true. I've had a tweet from Neil at the Fraud Management Resource Centre.
How's he getting on?
Yeah, he says, Business Bunker, can we have a shout out, please, for the Fraud Management Resource Centre? We're helping organisations fight fraud. Hope the show goes well today. Thank you very much, Neil. You can follow them on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is FMRC_inquiry.
Have you seen Ethelbright? Even though every week, they ask us to give them a shout out. So guess what they've done?
Go on.
Have a great show, Business Bunker. Sailing the Rhine this week, so no shout out needed. I mean, come on.
Come on.
I love that. That's
yeah, we'll
brilliant.
Tell the world they're sailing the Rhine.
But we're still thinking of you hard at work.
Ah.
Yeah. How lovely. I can see our toes.
Do you reckon they're doing one of those Rhine cruises?
I reckon they are.
Yeah. Doesn't it go down the Rhine and along the Danube or something?
I'm not too sure.
But they ought to tell us, really,
beautiful.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll ask
Tell
them.
Us. Cool.
All right.
Right, do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's do it.
I've got some tunage. See if you can guess what this bird.
Right.
It's a bush bite, so get it?
Yeah, nice.
So
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
Need help promoting your Kent business? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start connecting your Kent business for just £20 per month.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio, Channel Radio and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 29th of August with me, Paul Andrews.
And me, Bird.
So, bit of a push bike song there.
Yeah, thank you for that.
That's all right, Bird.
Yeah.
Bird on a bike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cheesy tunage.
Yep.
I've just been told off.
Yep.
For playing cheesy tunage.
Did you?
Yeah.
By Flanders.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Because she won't be happy with you.
No, she's not.
No, good.
No, she's already tweeted me.
Good.
What's this nonsense? Anyway, that was a push bike song.
What is this nonsense, yeah, Mr. Well, Andrews?
We didn't have my bicycle on the by Queen on there.
So anyway, Swanley, third Wednesday networking, 20th of September, 10:30 till midday. The Olympic Swanley. Following the success of an inaugural Swanley networking meeting in June, we are pleased to announce our next meeting will be held on the 20th of September from 10:30 till midday, kindly hosted by Swanley Town Council. And it's to be held at the Olympic in Swanley. This event has been organised by Sevenoaks and District Chamber of Commerce. Oh my goodness, you need to get along. It's a 50% discount on entrance fee will be offered for the event, and entrance will be just £5 for guests, and there will be discounts available on the day for non-members to join the chamber. There is no need to pre-book for this event, but it would be useful to have an indication of numbers. So you can email info@sevenoakschamber.com to just let them know your interest of attending, or you can contact Julie Phillips on 01732 455 188. So that's a networking meeting, 20th of September at the Olympic.
Fantastic, thank you, Bert. We've had a tweet from the lovely Joanne Fraze, and she says, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, could we have a shout out please for Harlequin CDIS, thinking all things GDPR. Yeah, general data protection.
Yeah, we're going to talk
about the new rules that are coming in very soon, and so many small businesses are ignoring them, and you can't ignore them because it's really important. Because just as always, the politicians have stuck their oar in, generated a million regulations that you've all got to get up to speed with, and don't think it doesn't affect you because it does. And if you want to know about it, if you want to know how your business can be compliant, you can contact Joanne and the lovely folks at Harlequin CDS, and their Twitter handle is Harlequin CDIS, or you can contact Joanne. That's Joanne Fraze, Fraias, both of them on the Twitter, and make sure that your company is GDPR compliant.
Apparently, I'm not tall enough.
You're not tall enough?
Apparently so.
Really?
Thanks for the shout out, Vanilla Web and Bird and a Bike. Unfortunately, Bird, you're not tall enough to be a model. G&G Fashion Show.
Oh, blimey.
Well, that's not what they asked me the other day.
That's not fair, is it? No. How tall are you, then?
How rude.
How tall are you?
5'3"
5'3" and a bit, and a little wrinkle.
Here, that half counts for everything.
It does. Yeah. Can't you get a big pair of platforms?
Have you seen me? Come on.
Haven't you got any Labatans? You know, like about 6 foot tall Labatans or whatever?
No. That's wasted on me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, my mate Fuzzy, she's only 4'11". She's got Labatans. She can't walk in her mind.
She loves them though, don't she?
Yeah, no, but she can't walk in her mind.
No. Hey ho. But I am speaking, just to let you know, on the 25th of September, Ash Lawrence, ABC Networking, have got the big breakfast. So it's going to be 80 or 90 people in the room, and I'm the keynote speaker.
Are you?
Exciting.
When is that?
25th of September.
And where is it?
In Maidstone. You can smile all you
want. Where in Maidstone? Narrow it down a bit, Bird.
It's the ABC Networking. Go check out on their website.
Okay, right.
Do you like that, then?
Yeah, yeah, I know. I like what you did there.
That's like you asking me, if somebody said, where are you going in London? Or they'll say, I'm going to London. They'll go, where? And I'm like, London.
I'm going to London tomorrow, actually.
Hi, what are you doing?
I'm going to Tower Bridge.
To do?
To check it out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Going to do an event there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nice. We're going to look, see if they can fit us in.
How exciting.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What should we do now? I'll tell you what, I'll read this email. It's a charity ball taking place on Friday the 3rd of November at 7 p.m. It's £40 a head or £35 per person for a table of 10. And these folks are raising money for the Tree of Hope. And it's taking place at the Grosvenor Casino, which is at the Westwood Cross Shopping Centre in Broadstairs. And it's organised by the lovely folks at The Recruitment People. So if you'd like to book a table or to book a ticket to Friday the 3rd of November Charity Ball in aid of Tree of Hope, if you email team@recruitment-people.co.uk, that's team@recruitment-people.co.uk, you can book your ticket.
Nice.
You can do one more and then we're going to talk to our first guest.
Oh, well, that's going to take me by surprise. We've got a cybercrime event sponsored by Barclays and Kent Police. What do you know about GDPR, we just spoke about it, didn't we? And cybersecurity. If your answer to the subject title is vague, then perhaps you should attend this informative seminar covering all aspects of cybercrime, including, and here's what it means, general data protection regulation. Super important. Hear from key speakers, Amy Payne from Cybercrime Protect Officer in Kent Police, and Lewis Hunt from Barclays Digital Eagles. And they're going to talk about all things from personal to business purposes as well. So there'll be an opportunity to ask any questions at the end of the seminar. And this event is complimentary to chamber members. Non-members are welcome, but a fee will be applicable. That's Friday, the 1st of September, 8:30 till 12:30 midday, and that's Kent Invicta Chambers. And that's at Ashford Business Point in Ashford. Go on to kentinvictachambers.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bird. It's now an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time our first guest of today onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. David Taylor. David's a digital strategist. As you know, on the show here, we're sponsored and supported by the Federation of Small Business. And I first met David when he was doing a lot of interesting work dragging the FSB, kicking and screaming into the early 19th century, as far as their digital strategy is concerned, and has made a massive difference to that. David, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
It's an absolute pleasure. You did such a fabulous job of showing an organisation, and I don't care whether they mind me saying this or not, that they did have a kind of old-fashioned view of how they communicated. And what you did with the FSB, getting them to adopt new technology and digital technology, was absolutely fabulous. And they really have gone from strength to strength with it. But tell us about you. Tell us about who you are and what it is you do.
So I'm a digital management consultant. What does that mean, really? A lot of people are a bit confused. So I used to do a lot of marketing consultancy, then social media consultancy. And one thing always shone through, which was that people didn't really understand about their own business. And it's interesting, I was listening to Linda from last week and talking about a lot of similar issues. And someone would come in and say, oh, I want to use Instagram, or I want to know how to tweet, I want LinkedIn. And become very, very obvious that they didn't really know who their customers were. They didn't really have the capacity in the business to produce any content. They didn't really know where the business was going. And I thought, this is all just window dressing. Mm. What they need is strategic help. We've just talked about GDPR. Mm. It's another layer of stuff that businesses are going to have to do. Mm. And the years when you could wing it as a small business, I set up a business, I can wing it, I'll be all right, I don't understand, I don't need to have a website, I've just got a van, I can do it. Those days are going.
Yeah.
And once you start overlaying digital and you start overlaying GDPR and data protection and big data and cybercrime, people just throwing their hands up and saying, I really don't have a clue. But it's the basics, Paul. It's absolutely the basics. In many ways, nothing has changed at all. You've got to get the basics right. So over 25 years, I've moved to the extent where I'm doing at a lower level what the big four management consultants would be doing at a very, very large level, which is to go into a business and say, tell me about your business. Mm. What do you want to do with this business? Do you want to make money with this business? How are you going to ensure this business is still going to be here in 20 years? And you're making people think about their business. Mm. Off the back of that, things like social media and GDPR, they all start following if you've got the right strategy. Mm. So to use an analogy, I'm like an engineer, a structural engineer underpinning a business. Mm. They can then use all the other trades, be it electricians, carpenters, or, in their case, marketing, sales, all those sort of things.
Absolutely. And you kind of made reference there without going into huge detail. And so this is my opinion on it. But one of the things you do see is so many people dive into things like social media and adopt a platform because they either can use it or everybody else uses it. But in fact, various social media platforms are useful or not useful depending on what your business is, and some are more useful than others. And quite often you see people that are on totally the wrong platform for whatever their business is.
Absolutely. And it may sound strange, I think social media is a complete red herring. Mm. It's not, business is not about social media. Absolutely. Business is about business.
Yeah.
You do. So it's very simple. What is your business? Where are your customers? Mm. And what do your customers want? Mm. So if none of your customers are on social media, then there's probably not much point being on social media. Mm. If all your customers are on Instagram and you're sniffily going, oh, I don't like Instagram, I don't see the point of it, then you might need to think again. Mm. So it's not rocket science, Paul, and none of this is rocket science. Everyone has taken their eye off the ball. Yeah. They've seen the shiny little trinkets on the tree. Oh, I'm going to have that Instagram thing. I'm going to do Twitter. I'm going to do social media. And there are some, in Kent and in the southeast, there's some really, really, really good social media specialists. Mm. That's brilliant. But structurally, you need to get the underpinnings right.
You need to be at a level below that, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So who are you recruiting? How do you communicate internally within your business? Mm. Where do you get your market intelligence from? Mm. How can you create all the sort of content that you need to make all those channels work? Now, someone can tell you how to use social media pretty simply, but it's what do you put on it and why do you put on it and how do you measure what you put on it? Mm. And therefore, that's why I want to take a very, very different approach, taking the big step back and asking people about their business. It's just like therapy.
Yeah.
You know, you tell me about your issues. Tell me about your business. Mm. What's working in your business? What's not working in your business? Oh, you know, our website, we're not getting that much traffic. Okay, let's look at the analytics. Is Facebook a great way to drive traffic to your website? Is LinkedIn a great way to help convert your leads or not? To forensically looking at how that business runs.
That's the interesting thing, isn't it? Because for me, one of the most powerful things about the new digital paradigm is that it does make it easier to analyze what's going on in your marketplace. When I first started in business, you know, shortly before Noah started nailing planks on an ark, if you wanted to do anything to find out anything about a market, it was hellishly difficult unless you had a massive, massive budget. And even then, it wasn't easy. Nowadays, it is really quite easy to start understanding what's going on in a marketplace to find customers, but you just got to do it.
Absolutely. Mm. What I've done, Paul, is I've tried to simplify all the BS which people hear.
Yeah.
And it can be simplified down to six simple things. Mm. Strategy, culture, content, community, advertising, data. Right. Those six things. What's your business strategy? Who are your customers? How are you going to find them? Where are you going to find them in 5-10 years? Is your business innovative? Does it want to change? Or are you a bunch of miserable old sods who cross, proverbially crossing your arms saying, why don't I change? Mm. I can't see the point in all this stuff. Is that culture? Is there a real culture to say we want to change? Are you creating the stuff that you need to make your business look good on whatever channel it needs to look on, whether it's radio, whether it's TV, broadcasting, magazines, social media? Is anyone actually social in your business? Mm-hmm. Again, if you're a sole trader and you think, I'm a miserable old sod, I don't like people, then you're probably not going to be very good on social media. So you need to have someone in the... So are you engaging? So the millennials, we hear about lots about millennials. Millennials like to be engaged with. And if you're saying, oh, I don't want to talk to my customers, I don't, then it's not really going to work. Digital advertising, absolutely vital. Because anyone who's playing in the Facebook pool who doesn't understand that you need to pay Mr. Facebook to be visible on their site, you're going to come up short. And there's a great Latin phrase, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Small businesses aren't beware, and they will spend money. Oh, you know, they'll shell loads of money out on Facebook advertising. They have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So
the final one, which we've referred to and which will come back time and time again, is data. What's your data about your own customers, which you're going to have to look at because of GDPR? Mm. What data do you get from social media, as you quite rightly said, Paul? And I went back to my old university, and I don't think I'm that old, but I went back to these students, and I said, when I graduated, there was no internet. So when you graduated and you want to work at a company, where would you go to find out about that company? They said, no idea at all. There is no Google. Mm. There is no internet. Mm. So data, your own data, the data around you, the data you get from social, all of it. So those six things are what underpins a successful business. Mm. Now, what you'll notice is that social media doesn't necessarily make a big impact in all of those areas. In some of those areas, it doesn't make an impact at all.
Absolutely.
And therefore, that's my business model. And it's a business model fit for 2017. It's adapting basic business practices, and people can then look at it and say, do you know what? I know what I want to do with my business. How am I going to get where I want to go? And what do I need to do? Rather than saying, people shouting. I mean, I've been to some of these trade fairs, these business expos, and they're awful. You get these poor sort of small businesses or startups wandering around with their plastic bags. They're bombarded. every single corner by snake oil salesmen, yeah, selling them anything they ever wanted. Oh, have this website, have this great Facebook package. They don't know what the hell's going on.
Absolutely. And it's what you say, and I find, as an angel investor, I find this as much as anything, and people come to me with business plans and all the rest of it, and they're so vague, and you drill through all this stuff, and they got loads of data about this, that, and the other, but you go, what's the business? How do you actually make money? And a lot of them don't have an answer to that question, which is frightening.
Yeah.
It really is frightening that, you know, the thinking isn't done down to that, what I would call business 101 level, which is you have a product or service that costs you X and you sell it for Y and the difference is your profit and that's a business. And then you move on to the type of things that you've been looking at, which is, you know, who are your customers, what's your marketplace, you know, what's your demographic and all those other things. Absolutely fascinating. Now, I think that you've just launched this new thing, which you've called DNA...
DNA 6.
6, yeah. And that's based on the model that you've just been outlining.
So you were very kindly talked about my work at Federation Small Business. And I have to say, big credit to them. Huge credit to them, because the organisation, whatever it may be, they knew they needed to do something. And they effectively got me in and said, there's a blank sheet of paper, David. You're the expert. Do it.
Yeah.
And I effectively did that six-step business model on them. And so what I'm doing now is launching a franchise business, which is based around DNA 6. So there are a lot of business coaches out there. There are a lot of very, very good business coaches out there, and I'm certainly not denigrating them at all. There are a lot of good salespeople out there. There are a lot of very, very good in Kent, certainly incredibly good social media people out there. And, of course, you've got marketing consultants. But what you need is all four, simultaneously put together, and that's what I'm offering. So my DNA 6 six-step business model, which I'm using and I've used, I've trained 3,500 people to use social media over the years. I've trained anything from tiny charities in Tunbridge right up to in-house lawyers in Manhattan using the same principles. And what it is finding a simple, practical consultancy approach for small businesses in a digital age, offering them one-stop shop by franchising that. So at the end of the day, my aims are very similar to yours, is that I am absolutely passionate about helping businesses of whatever size and hue they are to communicate and grow in a digital world. We live, as you rightly said, there's a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Massive paradigm shift. We start at the start of the program, you talked about what is work. Now, when you start bringing in AI, millions of us won't have any work, where does that leave the human race? The digital tipping point has been reached. And for too many, I mean, there's some horrific, you might have covered it in previous programs, but Lloyd's came out last year. 78% sole traders don't intend to get any digital skills. 38% of SMEs have basic digital skills. They're not going to survive.
Right.
They simply won't survive. That this country is based upon small business. You've got millions of people blindly running around with not a clue with what's going on. I want to help them. And therefore, having a franchise business means that you can adopt my approach, my methodology, my systems, my background to use that. And so people will be able to go out as digital business coaches into their communities and help their businesses.
Absolutely. I saw a statistic that staggered me the other day, and I had to read it three times to believe it. And it was produced by the FSB. And they said 87% of businesses don't have a website. 87% don't have a website. That's unbelievable. There's 5.6 million businesses in this country. That's an awful lot of businesses that don't even have a website, let alone a digital strategy. And you just think, wow, that's unbelievable. But you're right, you know, and the growth of self-employment, sole traders, what we now call the gig economy, and the fact that, you know, increasingly our work will go that way. I was talking in a school the other day, and we were talking about this kind of thing, and there were some old school employers there moaning about the youth of today. And I was just saying, but the problem is, for you guys, you don't understand that the world's changed. And for millennials, and even more so for Generation Z, The concept of doing 9 to 5 is just an anathema. I'm not getting up at 9 o'clock. You know, I'll do what I need to do when I need to do it. And if you think, it affects all of us. We've all got a smartphone. We've all got a tablet. I mean, how often, do you really switch your phone off at 5 o'clock in the evening and go, right, well, that's work over for a day? You don't, do you? You get emails, you get tweets, you get Facebook posts, you get all kinds of, well, I do anyway, right away through the night. I get tweeted at 2 o'clock in the morning with people on the radio station going, I can't find this, or where's such and such a record? I don't know, I'm asleep. You know, so we work in a 24-hour operation in which everything comes at us. And you're absolutely right, David. If you haven't got a strategy for dealing with that, you're going to drown.
And I tell you, there is a really, really perfectly positive solution to a lot of this. So you've got a youth unemployment issue with the NEETs. So you've got a bunch of really, really connected, savvy kids who know everything about digital,
yeah,
and live in a digital world and understand that they like to be engaged with, they like to take selfies and do videos and respond to all that. You've got a bunch of older people who understand business. Mm. Why don't you get them together? So you get the youngsters. So I always say, look, if you're a miserable old sod in your business and you think, I don't like this Instagram rubbish and taking pictures of your dinner, all that sort of stuff, get a millennial in. Because the millennial will talk to millennials. I'm 47. I don't really do Snapchat. It's like the sad dad turning up at the kids' party.
I'm even worse. I'm 62. I did a radio show in New York and with Ken Heron, and they were talking about Snapchat when it first came out, and I knew they were going to talk about it, so I downloaded Snapchat, and I couldn't work out how to use it. I just couldn't work out how to use it. And we went live on air on his radio show, and I said, I can't work out how to use it. And he looked at me and he went, sorry. He said, of course, anybody over 30 can't use Snapchat because it's deliberately designed to be obtuse so that if you're an old git, you just don't know how to work it. Okay, fair enough. Thank you for that.
I love Snapchat.
Oh, I knew you would,
Bird. I love it. I love the filters.
She's only 12.
She's only 12.
Yeah.
I love it. And you know what I'm like? If he's like annoying me, I'll Snapchat and I'll turn into a reindeer or something for a laugh and then put him out on social media.
Sorry, I hate that. I really hate that. It really annoys me.
The thing is, you know, so you've got, if you've got a business and a lot of your customers are teenagers, don't try and pretend you can do Snapchat. Sure. Get someone in who understands Snapchat, but you've got to give them a strategy.
Yeah.
The mistake a lot of companies make, we'll get that youngster in from the local college to do the Twittering stuff and the Facebooky stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, the kid's sitting there thinking, I can't believe this. They're giving me a job. I can talk to my mates all day. They've got no job spec. They've got no KPIs. They've got no understanding about measurables, what they're supposed to be doing. And so, but why are we not bringing together? One thing which I was very lucky at FSB, I toured the country and I went from Shetland Islands down to Cornwall and I spoke at some colleges. And once you start bringing together business owners and late teens, the scales fall from their eyes. They realise that they could really be helping each other. Absolutely. But they don't talk to each other the same way as parents and kids never talk to each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
I do have to say, though, and I do agree with you, David, to a point. But here's the thing, what I believe. I think as business owners now, we do have to take responsibility and actually understand social media and go and learn it. And if that takes 50 hours, then you should do that as well. As a business owner, I've got my own business and I'm absolutely testing the potential of that business on social media. So, yes, I think get it out to youngsters to help us understand it. But you have a duty to understand that as well as a business owner.
I completely agree. That comes into the culture stage. Is that, you know, I use the garage analogy. So if any of us were going to take our car to the garage and then say, oh, there's something wrong with my car, and the bloke says in the garage, or the woman says in the garage, I have no idea. Could you tell me what's wrong with your car? Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about cars. You need to understand how your car works.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll be ripped off.
Absolutely.
Or they could take hours to try and find what's wrong with your car. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Is that you as a business owner must take it on yourself to understand how it works. Even if you're not going to do it yourself, you've got to understand how it works. Otherwise, either that youngster who comes in will take the proverbial out of you because they'll think, they don't know what I'm doing, so I can do what I want. Or it's simply not going to be effective enough. And some businesses, like yourself, you're hungry. Mm. I think it comes out of the hunger to change, the hunger to learn, the hunger to evolve what you do, to do things differently. And that one word, I would say, is the key here. How hungry as a business are you to want to change, or do you want to moan about your fingers being too fat to use the keyboard on your phone, or the fact that you don't understand all this technological mumbo jumbo? The thing is, it comes down to hunger. If your job is to run a business and make money, are you hungry enough to want to do the things you need to do to change?
Yep.
It's really simple. You just got to do all of it. You've got to do the hard stuff. You just don't do it.
And that comes down to exactly what I was saying about happiness and success. And happiness is counterintuitive. It's throwing yourself into something that you don't currently get until you get it.
Yeah.
And in doing it.
And also, we use social media as like this anomaly. It's no different to me understanding the accounts of my business. Mm. It's my duty and it's my responsibility. So I absolutely agree. But I do think, you know, we need to learn these things.
Absolutely.
As well.
When I first started in business 102 years ago, I absolutely hated anything to do with numbers. And I quickly found out that if I didn't understand a P&L and a balance sheet, I was dead in the water and cash flow. And even though it's the thing I hate more is dealing with numbers and all the rest of it, if I hadn't learned that a long time ago, sure, I would have been dead in the water years ago. Mm. You have to do it.
And these are the simple things. And again, I remember years ago I trained a load of jewellers up in London. And I did a social media training course for them. And in the break, they were coming up to me saying, oh, well, it's all very well, but I'm a jeweller. And he said, yeah. You're a business owner.
Yeah.
Your job is twofold, to make jewellery and sell it. Mm. If you cannot sell that jewellery, then you're not a business owner. Yeah. You're a jeweller and you get someone else to sell your stuff for you. Mm. And ultimately, that's what you need to do. It's doing the basics. Understand? I'm the same as you. I'm number blind. I'm completely number blind. But you've got to force yourself. That's your job.
Mm.
You run a business. You've got to look at the numbers because ultimately the numbers are going to pay your mortgage.
Absolutely. David, we could talk about this forever. Sorry, but unfortunately we run out of time. If people want to find out more about you, your DNA6 and all the rest of it, how can they do that?
So DNA6.com, at SavvySocialDT is my Twitter handle, at DNA6Global. Or if you Google David Taylor social media, up come my LinkedIn profile. And on my LinkedIn profile, there are a whole range of free resources talking about a lot of the issues we've just discussed now.
Fantastic. David, thank you so much for that. Absolutely fascinating. Real pleasure to see you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. What we're going to do now is go over to...
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time in the show when we bring you the Federation of Small Business News Update. Have you received your £50 business rates cap? Earlier this year, the government announced a £50 monthly cap on business rate bill increases for small firms who have been losing their relief in England. The government's deadline for implementing the cap was on Monday the 21st of August. If you believe you're eligible for the cap but still haven't received it, a reserve bill, we'd like to hear from you. So if you could go to the fsb.org.uk and contact Matt Dickinson, they would like to hear from you.
Taking steps to improve well-being and mental health in your business. Are you taking steps to improve well-being within your business and look after the mental health of both yourself and your staff? We're looking for case studies and examples of best practice of what employers are doing to build healthy and inclusive workplaces. So if you are interested in sharing your experiences, please email David Moore Crouch, and that will be on the FSB website.
It will indeed. There's an FSB Connect networking in Maidstone on Wednesday the 13th of September. It's from 5:30 in the evening until 9, and it's at the Metro Bank store, which is at 10 Week Street, right in the centre of Maidstone there. It's your opportunity to join the FSB Connect networking and effectively develop and grow your business through a national network of events. These monthly Maidstone events are relaxed networking with like-minded business owners. On the event at the Metro Bank store in Maidstone on the 13th of September, they have a guest speaker who is Tracy McRoberts, and she's from T4C, and she'll explain how to obtain grants to improve the efficiency in your business and to help you grow your business. If you want to book, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk And then click on the FSB tab. It will all be there.
Women in Business Brunch, Tunbridge Wells, Tuesday the 26th of September from 10 till 11 at the Beacon Rust Hall, Tunbridge Wells. Go and have a look on our website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/events.
I'm going to be running another Skills 3030 program in line with what David was saying earlier, where we take 30 businesses into a school and we talk to students about the world of work and business. We call it a 3030 program. It's totally free for schools. And we're doing the next one on Wednesday, the 20th of September. It's from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30 a.m. And it's at the Longfield Academy in Dartford. We'd like you there. It's free to attend. It's a great event. There's lots of things happening. And you get to meet 30 A-level students, and they will open your eyes about the knowledge, talent and ability of young people. So do come along to that. If you want to book your place, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB and click on the events tab on events, and you will see the event there to book it.
May the force be with you. Hashtag slope off Friday.
Uh-oh.
Friday the 1st of September.
I've just got to tell you, Jules came to my birthday barbecue on Sunday, and when she arrived, I had
a tank. Did she have a go at me? No, I
had a tanker of Prosecco on standby, and she arrived to say she was teetotal that day.
No.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
I bet she left nice and early, didn't she?
Yeah, how unbelievable is that? The UK drinks industry rang up saying, my God, we're in meltdown. Jules has gone dry.
She's getting herself ready for Friday the 1st of September.
I guess so, yeah.
Empire Room, Ramsgate, relaxed lunch.
Relaxed.
Lunch.
Yeah, relaxed.
Are they having a laugh here?
Yeah.
Relaxed lunch with local business
The owners. Last time they started lunch at 12 o'clock, I got a text at 2 a.m. going, we're still doing lunch.
Can I just say, neither of us have ever gone and probably never will.
No.
So to book, email andrew.knott@fsb.org.uk. Reserve your place soon, because guess what? They go fast.
They certainly do, and last long. there's Women in Business Brunch in Sevenoaks on the Thursday the 14th of September at King's Head, 2 Western Road, Bessels Green, Sevenoaks. And the guest speaker at this one is Joe Wimble Groves. That's Women in Business Brunch, Thursday the 14th of September. And as just described, if you go to Kent Business Radio FSB tab, you can book your place.
Sleep in shift payment changes. So following a recent court decision, care workers should now be paid at least the minimum wage for their sleep-in shifts, providing certain conditions are met. We want to understand how this decision has impacted FSB members. So if you've been affected and would like to share your experiences, please email charlottetalbot@fsb.
Fantastic. There's concern over bank branch closures. I should think so too. Dozens of Barclays bank branches due to close across the UK were announced last week. And the FSB are concerned about that. National Chairman Mike Cherry emphasised that when times are tough, there's no replacement for help from a known and trusted bank branch contact, adding that the closures would heap further uncertainty onto small businesses. Mike called for an improvement and standardisation of post office services if they are to be considered as a viable alternative. Now, not Barclays, but Lloyds, which are my bank, have just closed my local branch in Tenterton, which is a nuisance. I'll tell you what annoys me about all of this, how nobody's innovating here, because for me, I think the most obvious thing is why don't you just have one building for all the banks? Why hasn't somebody come up and just said, I'll tell you what, we'll open a building and each bank can have a position in it, because it's the cost of premises and the staffing,
sure,
which is a big problem.
Mm.
But anyway, there you go.
FSB members chosen for Small Biz 100 list. Small Business Saturday unveiled their Small Biz 100 list this week, which included 20 FSB members. Each of the firms will be highlighted in the 100-day run-up to Small Business Saturday, which is taking place on the 2nd of December this year.
Innovative.
Thank you. It's now in its fifth year aims to promote the success of small business community.
2nd of December?
Yeah.
Cool. I'll tell you what, that brings us to the end of our FSB
News Update. Channel Radio News Update.
We're now going to cross to the newsroom and hear the news and weather, and we'll be back after that.
Channel Radio News Update.
There's been global criticism of North Korea's latest missile test. Theresa May has said she's outraged by the reckless move, while an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council's been called. President Trump has said North Korea has shown